I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. The annual running of the UP 200 and Midnight Run Sled Dog races is coming very soon to Marquette and Alger counties. We found out more about what's going to be happening with Ross Anthony. He's a board member with the UP Sled Dog Association, and he is also the start and finish coordinator for the UP 200. Here's more with what's going on with Ross Anthony.
So it'll be 2 weeks from this Friday. The start of the race is Friday, February 16th. Activities actually start a couple days prior to that, Wednesday of race week. But the actual start that everyone knows in Marquette, Friday, February 16th, they'll run Saturday, be up in Grand Marais on Saturday, February 17th, which is an excellent place to go visit and view the race. If you haven't been to Grand Marais, I think it's one of the best places to go and visit.
It's a very popular thing. I know you've run a bus in the past that fills up right away. Yep. So,
and then they return back to Marquette on Sunday for the UP 200. Saturday will return and finish in Marquette on Saturday. So,
it's a big event. How are things coming together? How are things looking in terms of maybe some of the last couple of years?
We are very strong right now. Our organization has come a long way in the last 5 years. This year we've got some amazing new sponsors. Obviously we've got the bookends of our organization, Mining Journal and Eagle Mine, for the last couple of years have been major sponsors for us. Can't say enough about the Mining Journal. But also in addition, Enbridge is back this year. Meyer is in this year. UP Health System stepped up again. I'm going to miss some, and I'm going to feel bad for doing that. Pierre Michigan also is in the MEDC. And then something really exciting for us this year, Stormy Cromer is in, and we've got some really cool things going on around town with Stormy Cromer.
Are you looking right now for volunteers still? Is that filling up already, or what do you, I'm sure people are, there's a lot of things that they can do to help out.
Absolutely, and that's probably the biggest push this time of year. Obviously, we have some details that we need to iron out. We run out trail. I've been out on trail 5 or 6 times this year, and the trail looks great. We had a few things we need to change this year, but mainly the volunteers are our biggest push this time of year, because we need to fill that, and they change every year. As much as we do have volunteers that come back every year to help us out, there are probably half of the list that are new every year that want to experience something new, and we need to make that push this time of year to get new volunteers and to bring people in to help us make the event possible.
Is all of this information available on the race website, on the organization's website?
Yep, up200.org. If you just Google UP200, it's the first one that comes up. And on that site, we revamped it last year. It's actually a really beautiful site if you haven't been to it. And there is a volunteer page on there where you can sign up to volunteer, tell us what you're interested in. Someone will give you a call and we'll put you to work and get you a great experience of the race. Not just volunteering, it's just a different way in all to experience the race.
That's Ross Anthony, board member of the UP Sled Dog Association and start and finish coordinator for the UP 200 Sled Dog Race. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.